There were people that said they had things for me to auction off. I will take them now, please, if you've got things for me to auction off. It'll probably be another 2 minutes or so. Can you read the instructions on that? Tell me if it's anything special. Read what's on it. I can't get anything out of it. Came out of the package. People said that they had things for me to auction off. If you're one of those people, please bring your stuff down here. Thank you. Ooh. Good. At the appropriate.
Right.
At the appropriate moment, you can. Hold the pen up. Thank you, sir. What is it? Oh, yes. I'm gonna. Anyone else with gear or swag to be auctioned off? Oh, yeah, it's fine. You guys are ready? Are you guys ready? Okay, we're going to get started now, folks. Anyone not have a good time besides Robert? I just happened to be looking at Robert when he asked that question. Gavin's sitting right in front of him. Hands up, those who had hangovers this morning. No one's admitting it. Okay, only Greg. No? Okay. Thank you, Enterprise DB. That was a very good evening. This is at least the third year in a row that they've done that. Their sign is down here in the front. At BSD Cannes, we started auctioning off the sponsors' signs, and someone had a good idea of having it autographed by the sponsors' employees that were at the event. So if we can find something that'll write on that shining surface, we'll get the Enterprise DB staff to autograph it, and if Enterprise DB doesn't mind, we'll auction it off for charity. Thank you to Innova Financial. They were the lanyard sponsors. PostgreSQL Experts, SRA OSS, and AccuNote. We've got more sponsors. Continuant, BSD Fund, NTT, Aweber, and Tiger Lead. Can't fit them all on one page. I tried to do it on two pages, but it wouldn't fit nicely. High Media, Four Linux, Second Quadrant, Red Pill, and Omni TI. Without the contributions of these people, we wouldn't be able to get the speakers in that we do. One of our biggest expenses is flights and accommodation. We're one of the few conferences that actually does that, and so that's a huge expense for us. Volunteers. Your registration packs are packed up by volunteers. The registration desk is manned by volunteers. They carry boxes, they remove bodies, and they hide the coffins. The next part of this talk, I apologize in advance for those of you that don't get the metaphors or similes or whatever they are. They will be PostgreSQL specific, but they may not be obvious. It's open source in general, but it generally applies to life. Canadians are, it's a hockey metaphor, so you probably get that. Canadians are a very friendly person. They're a very, very friendly group of people. They get along well with others. They always have their eye on the goal, despite, being better, not as well known as other groups. They always are good at teamwork, and they always have their eyes on the prize. If you don't know, that's the Winter Olympics gold medal. What the hell did that just say? Okay. Basically, do what you know is right. That applies to a lot of things, not just open source. Be polite. There's no sense in being rude and angry with people. Just get things done. Being polite gets things done a lot faster. Play well with others. Teamwork is always very important. Be aware of the other players and learn from them. Choose your battles. Not all battles are worth it. There may be something going on. You don't like it. It's just not worth your time to deal with it. Just move on. And keep your eyes on the prize, and we know what the prize is. It's good databases. People should know this show, especially if you're from North America. I'd like to see a show of hands for people using MacBooks or any Mac product. Okay, those of you using laptops that are not Macs. Ooh. I'm pretty sure Mac lost that one. There's some debate earlier on the RSC channel, so I thought I'd just clear that up. Tonight, it's Friday night, it's sunny, it's spring. The market will be busy. The market is the area that you're in last night for dinner and drinks. Anywhere you go down there, I guarantee you, it'll be absolutely packed. That's why I'm going to the Royal Oak. Literally, there will be standing room only in all the bars down the market. So, sorry? Last night?
Today.
Today, yeah. This will be tonight.
Yeah, tonight.
Okay. They don't serve beer. If you check your email, you'll find details on the tour trip that I'm planning to lead tomorrow. I'll also give you a brief overview of what this is. You're free to do whatever you want, though. I'm just doing one trip because I've never been to the Aviation Museum, and it's really geeky and amazing stuff. It's space, it's aeronautics, it's airplanes. Someone here has already been there. Yeah. It's one of the best museums in town, especially for geeks. My tour, we're meeting at Cora's at 8 a.m. for breakfast. That's down on Rideau Street. It's almost straight north from here. We're going to go to the Aviation Museum. It's going to be two buses to get there. It takes about 30 minutes. We're going to be leaving the Rideau Center on the Mackenzie King Bridge at 9:13. That's what time the bus leaves. The cost will be about $250 each way. I'll be taking numbers, show of hands to find out how many people want to come later, and I'll go and buy bus tickets so you don't have to deal with cash. Cash would be more expensive. The museum cost, it'll be $6 to $10, depending on how many people we have. From the museum, we're going to be coming back and going to the pub, King of Essex, down on Sussex Drive, across from the Peacekeepers Memorial.
Sussex and Murray.
Those coming. Can I have a quick show of hands of people that are interested in that, so I have a rough idea? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, okay, but a dozen. That'll get a group right. You people, come down and meet me here in this corner after the closing before you go to the BOF, please. Other tours. If any of you want to do anything else in a group, I suggest you meet in the residence lobby at 9 a.m. for no other reason than it's, you know, where you're going. There's all kinds of places to go to. If you only have a morning, go and see Parliament. The tour will take you about 2 hours to get through and get back out. Don't go after 10 o'clock. It's going to be Saturday. It's going to be absolutely packed. Get there as close to 9 as you can. Next year, it's going to be the same location, same venue. The dates will be about the same. Stay on the announced mailing list, and we'll let you know. Auction. Last week, the standards were set pretty high. It was $875. Mind you, there's about 16 more people here. All proceeds go to the Ottawa Mission. I'm sure if you walk down to the market, you've walked past the mission. The most appropriate item we have is beer glasses from JPUG, the Japan PostgreSQL Users Group. They are engraved. They have the kami on the front, which is the turtle. There's two of them. I sort of feel they have to go as a pair. I don't think it's appropriate to split them up. Sorry?
They'll get lonely.
Yes. We have JPUG t-shirts in various colors. I don't know what sizes they are, but I don't think that's important. I think they are all large. Not that you would ever want to take them out of the wrap. Just a second. Yes, they're all large. Just giving you an overview of what we're going to be auctioning now. Then we have some AccuNote. These look like t-shirts. Yeah, t-shirts. AccuNote t-shirts. If you've never seen a Postgres pen, we have a bunch of them. And what is really the most sought-after item in PG history is the 2009 t-shirt. If you can't read this from here, from there, Tom Lane rejected my patch, and all I got was this stupid t-shirt. In short, minus one from me, regards Tom Lane. Tom has offered to autograph the t-shirt as we auction it off, and we have this available in various sizes, including extra large, extra, extra large,
extra, extra, extra,
and triple XL. So, I think we're going to open it up with the last chocolate chip cookie from PG Con. Oh, sorry, the last two chocolate chip cookies from PG Con. Thank you very much. So, $5 right here. It's going to charity, $5. $6. Do I hear $7? $10. $11. Do I hear $12? $12. Do I hear $15? This is two chocolate chip cookies. The last two PG Con 2010 chocolate chip cookies. $20.
Now, these are Canadian dollars.
These are Canadian dollars, so you can't take them back with you. Do I hear $21? 21. Where was that? 21. Do I hear 25? $25? 21 going once? 21 going twice? $25. Would you do me a favor? Keep track of the cash.
Okay.
Just add it all up and give it out to the people. He'll give you $25. Thank you very much. Anybody want an apple?
Pretty sure this is the last orange.
Yep. Get the last apple and the last two oranges. $5. Oh, there's oranges all around. Oh. Market value has just gone down. And if you buy these, I will juggle them. Not all five, but three. $5. You can have all this fruit. $5.
No,
10. 11. 15. Anyone 15? Come on, it's going to charity. Yes. Comes with a fruit bowl. 15. Going once? Going twice? Oh, 16. I'll juggle. 17 if I won't juggle. You've got the theme of this auction down well. 17? 15 going once? 15 going twice? So it was 17 already? Okay, $17 sold. And I don't have to juggle. Would the people who have successfully bid come down, collect your items, drop off the money? No. We don't want to do it all at the end. Who bought the cookies? You bought the cookies? Just give your money to the gentleman. Put your hand up, please. Just give your money to that gentleman. All right. Now, I have ham sandwiches, but I actually wanted to keep them for myself. So, unless someone wants a ham sandwich. Okay. You want a ham sandwich? $5. You have one? No. I have two. I was just going to auction one off. Okay. We have AccuNote t-shirts, two. I'll sell them both for the same price to whoever two people finish the bidding. $10, please. All right, $10 in the back. Do I hear 15? Do I hear two people that want them at 10?
They're the 2010 silver sponsor.
They are. Okay, there's two people for 10. Do I hear anyone who wants one for 11? They're both large. Oh, come on. Yeah, look at that. Turn around so they can see the front. So, do I hear $15 for these? He'll autograph them. All the AccuNote staff present at PGCon will autograph your t-shirt.
Which t-shirts are these?
The AccuNote t-shirts. The one just like the one that just stood up. Okay. You two guys come down with $10, please. Sorry, yeah, 10 each. Okay, now we have the JPUG t-shirts. These say on the front, PostgreSQL, and they have the little turtle on the side of it. It's a turtle? It's definitely a turtle. It's not a tortoise, is it? Because it's a comma. Okay, we have various colors. So, anyone have a particular color they would like to bid for first?
What's that one?
It looks like a gray or white? Off-white? Gray? Okay. $15? Okay. Anyone else want this for more than $15? Okay. Bruce, 15, please. Okay. Blue one, market value $15. Okay, $16. Anyone want this for $16? $20. $21. Anyone want this for $21? You're not going to get these in North America. These are Japanese. Sold. How much is that? $20? Yeah. Okay. This next one we're going to do differently. $50. $45. First person to say yes gets it. $40. $35. $25. $20. $19. $18. Sold. Going to do this one the same way. First, actually, you get whichever one you want. 35. 20. So, where? Put your hand up, please. 20. Come on down. Sorry? This one? Okay. 20 for that one. 40. Oh, I saw that. 39. 37. 35. 34. 45. Thirty. It's the last one. Last one of the JPEGs.
It's large, right?
Yes, it's large. It'll fit you. 35, 34, 33, 32, 31. Remember, it's going to charity, and we're nowhere near what BSD Can did. $30. 27, 25, 24, 23, 22, 21, 20.
I'll give you 20.
Okay. Yep, that's fine. Jonathan. Okay. What we have now is the beer mugs. I'd just like to point out that at BSD Can we had authentic Japanese manga books. One was on the Manga Guide to Statistics and the Manga Guide to Databases. Combined, they sold as one unit for $260. I have here authentic Japanese beer glasses. 50 dollars for the pair. $60. $70. Do I hear 80? $80. No one else in North America will have these. $80 from Gavin.
90.
Oh, they are filled?
I will fill them for you. You can share them. You can get joint custody. $100?
I would offer you more if you don't fill them.
110.
110. 120. 125. Next bid is 135. 130. Do I hear 130? 130, and I won't fill them. $125 going once. $125 going twice. I don't mind combined bids. If two or more people want to join together in their bid, they can do that. I will accept checks, U.S. or Canadian. $200 combined? Sold. Thank you very much. Now, what we're down to now is T-shirts or pins. We have, I think, here about 20 pins. Yeah, we'll do that last. Or will we do this one last? Okay. We have pins here. Do we still have these around? Or is this the last group? Say no.
Yeah.
These have been stored at my place in Philadelphia for about 2 or 3 years. I think I picked these up at OzCon. I haven't been in OzCon in a long time. So I'd like to start the bid on the pins for $1 each. Not all of them, but $1 each. Who will pay a dollar for one of these knowing it's going to charity? There's a dollar. $2? $3?
Five.
Six? Seven? Ten? 11? $12? Come on. Can't buy these anywhere. 12. Except here. 12. 15. Anyone 15? 15. 20. 16. 17. Okay, the current price is $15. Anyone who wants one, put up your hand at 15. Okay, we get one at 15. What was the previous highest bid? 15 for this pin from... Oh, do you want one too for 15, sir? Yep. Another one for 15? Bring your money down. Anyone want one for 10? Anyone else want one for 10? Anyone else? All three of you? Come on down with your money. We're doing the honesty system here. Anyone want one for $8? $5? Who wants one for $5? That's four of you. Anyone else for $5? There's only a handful left here. They're so easy when I lie. Okay, now what I'm going to do is I have pins plus very rare BSD Can 2009 t-shirts. These are available only in extra large. $5 plus a t-shirt. I have no idea. They're people that registered. You don't have to use your real name. Two pins and a t-shirt, $5. These are extra large. What's on the front? BSD Can 2009. And on the back is a list of everyone's first names and the cities they're from. It says BSD Can 2009. It's all about people and then everyone's first name from all over the world and then all the cities they were from. It's very unique. You won't see another t-shirt anywhere else like that. This? Okay. There you go. $5. Now, does anyone want extra PG Con 2010 t-shirts? We have large, extra large, extra large, two stacks of extra large. Does someone move these around? Yeah. And limited edition, two copies of extra, extra, extra large. You want an XXXL? Okay. Anyone else want a triple XL? $20. $20? Anyone else want one? We'll get Tom Lane to sign it. We'll get Tom Lane to not sign it. Yeah.
I want one triple X and one XL. $30 with Tom Lane's signature. Please.
Anyone else want such a combination for more than $30? Anybody else want such a combination without Tom Lane's signature for $30? Okay, sold. Oh, wait, 35? Where did 35? Who said, you said 35?
No, I said 30.
Someone else said 35? Okay, sold. Thank you. 35 here. Tom is there. He has his pen. Okay. Anyone else want t-shirts? Hands up. We'll worry about price later. Okay, $10, t-shirt of your choice, plus you get a pin. Anyone else in on that? You must have friends.
Can you hold up the other shirt? Because
this shirt? Is it what? Oh, they're all gone, I think. The BSD Can 2010 t-shirts are all gone.
Oh, okay.
I think. I'm quite sure they're... Oops, sorry. They're all gone.
Do you have any more of the 2009
BSD Can? Yep. Yeah, these are all the 2009 BSD Can ones. Auction one off? Well, you can have it for $10. Yep. No, they're only double X. Oh, yeah, this is XL. Yep.
XL and 10?
Yep. grab a pin, keep going right there. Okay. Now, I think we'll do your t-shirt next. I'll hold it. This is going to SPI.
SPI paid for the shirt.
Okay.
So.
Okay, this money isn't going to the mission. It's going to SPI.
Unless it brings in a lot of money, in which case we'll split it with the mission. So, there's an incentive. Unless it brings in a lot of money, in which case we'll split it with the mission. Are we being recorded or something?
We are.
Oh, okay. So.
I just like standing close to you, that's all.
Oh, okay. So, Postgres... Version 9 t-shirt, version 9 sweatshirt. This is the new design. There's no t-shirts or anything out with the new design here. It's for version 9. And it's signed by 29 major contributors to version 9 in Postgres, including we've got Tom Lane's signature here, of course. And
I see Robert's signature. I see Tim's signature. I see Oleg's signature. Jeff Davis, Greg Stark, Tim Bunce.
There's actually at least three Gregs on there.
Greg. Okay, Andrew Dunstan, and I don't recognize anyone else.
Okay. And this is one of a kind. We didn't do two of them this year. We only did one. So you'll be the only one to have this.
Is it
wearable? Is it wearable?
Well, I'd wash it in cold now, obviously, to get the not have the signatures. But this was actually done with a fabric pen, so they shouldn't wash out, or at least not easily. It is actually an extra large sweatshirt just because we wanted to make sure that...
There was room for all the signatures.
Yes, there was room for all the signatures. So.
Start the bidding at $5.
No, actually... No, wait a minute.
No, it'll go up quickly, trust.
Okay.
Hands up, $5. Yep. $20.
We've got 50.
50.
From who? Who was that?
Hands up. You get a region. $50. 75. Come on.
80.
This gentleman here.
Okay. We're here 90.
80 going once.
One of a kind item. No one will even have this design until we release 9.0. So you're the only one with a 9.0 beta design.
90. Shoot your hand, like, up when you speak. Okay, bids at 90 so far. I'll throw in a Tom Lane t-shirt.
100.
Do I hear 101? 101, please. I'll throw in two Tom Lane t-shirts. And a Postgres pin. And a bag to put it in.
Yeah, there we go.
Come on. You know it's going to SPI, which is a big supporter of the Postgres project.
And there's an ATM right up there.
And I'll take cash.
Right, and actually given that it's going to SPI, we could even take credit cards.
Ooh. That puts a whole new spin on it.
So do we hear 120?
Two people can bid on this, and you can share it. It will work. I'll be the moderator. I'll make sure that it's evenly shared and properly washed.
$150.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. But we'll work something out. Worst case, we know who you are.
$200.
$200 from Jim.
Oh, right.
Thank you, Jim.
Or go to the Postgres Gold Dummy case.
We'll have a brief little. Anyone want to keep bidding?
$220.
Do I hear more than 220? If I don't hear more than 220, I'm going to tell a story. Okay.
$225.
Okay. I can sign it for you. 225 for the sweatshirt. If there's no progress on 225, I'm going to tell a story about BSD Can, the BSD Can auction. At the BSD Can auction, Jordan Hubbard was sitting about where Jonathan is sitting, and he offered me $100 for the T-shirt I was wearing. I instantly accepted it, stupidly, without trying to drive up bids or counteroffers to keep on my T-shirt. After Jordan went out and got the money, someone suggested counterbids for me to keep my T-shirt on. I only got $5. So after we auction off that shirt and the Tom Lane shirt, we're going to auction off this shirt. You can join up for keeping the shirt on or keeping the shirt off, but one way or another, this shirt is going somewhere, okay?
When you make the bid, you specify on round.
Yes, yes.
Can you share for playing it on?
I thought you specify what comes on next.
Only the T-shirt is up for grabs at this point in time, unless we get really, really good offers. Everybody, including me. Okay, back to the sweatshirt. The current bid is $225, and I gave a story. I can give another story. $225. $250 from Gavin. Thank you. $250, Gavin. Thank you.
$250. Yes,
that's impressive. We're almost up to the highest bidding object for BSD Can. That was $260.
What was it?
It was the two. Sorry, what was that?
261.
It was. That was.
All right.
Thank you. That was the two manga books.
Ah.
Yep. Okay. There was two of them, though. There's only one sweatshirt, so.
Yeah. I think you can buy the manga books.
Yep. Anywhere. Yep. Can't buy this T-shirt anywhere but here today, this afternoon. Do I hear 270? Jim? It'll fit
you.
For the benefit of the audio track, Robert Treat said to Jim Naseby, "I'll give you $20 if you outbid Gavin." Instantly, the bid went up to $270.
Gavin,
$300. Thank you. You can collaborate on this. $310 from
$320.
Sorry, what was that? You're giving him $20?
Me or Gavin?
Gavin.
So Gavin's bid is now $320. Is that okay with you, Gavin? Okay. Gavin's bid is $320. Anyone else want to contribute to Jim's fund? I like this game. You're at $340 with $20 contributed from Stephen Frost and $20 from Robert Tree.
Yeah, I'll give you $50 to make it $350.
Anyone else wish to contribute to the? Sorry, what was that? Okay. Jim is now at what?
360.
360.
30 more for Gavin.
30 more for Gavin? So Gavin's now at? Thank you. 380. Yeah, because it's plus 30.
I add 20 to the highest bidder at the end.
I don't think that'll ever end then. Okay, it's 380 here. Any more contributors to the Jim Naseby Fund?
Naseby.
Oh, that's all right. I have a list. Naseby? It's 380 over here right now. Yes. Can we get the two opposing camps down at the front, please? We have to see this visually. Who made that suggestion?
You can have my ham sandwich if I want.
That's a very good suggestion. No. Yeah. Gavin Camp over here, please. Make sure you have your funds in order. How much do you guys have now? 380. Do we have more people for this side? It's getting a bit uneven here.
I'm up for grabs.
How much is Jim up to?
We're finding out.
That's classified information.
Which is the groom's side?
Someone just asked, which is the groom's side? I have to admit, this auction, it may not raise as much as BSD can, but it's certainly a lot more fun. For the benefit of the audio track, we have about a dozen people to my right and about four people to my left and two directly in front of me. The two directly in front of me will be topping up whoever it is that actually wins.
I can't pick sides now. I'm unbiased.
Everyone just shuttling up.
You're at how much?
440.
Yeah, we're at 600.
How much do we already have now down here?
570 Canadian and 60 US. I'll count it again.
No, just tell me. All in one.
Not too many people.
Okay, all in one current, all one total. How much do we have in the different? I'm not worried about how accurate it is, but just roughly.
I think we have 570 Canadian and 60 US.
Okay, so roughly 650. Already, if this bid succeeds, we have beaten BSC CAN by at least $300.
They won't be happy.
Sorry, 500. We're fine.
500.
That's
some pound.
We'll give you a chance.
So it's 500 versus how much?
440.
Okay, well, hold on.
Yeah, we've got the two guys.
Do we have... No, they're topping up the winning bid, regardless. Do we have five people with 10 bucks? That's all we need. That was Dave Page saying Robert works for me and Robert's on the other team. $20. Anyone else with $20 that would like to go in on this winning bid?
Okay, all right.
So what is your total now? There's another $20 here. Here comes Andrew. They're even. It's $500 both sides. Do we have any tiebreakers? They're at 510 now. They're at 510 over here. Oh, there's another one. Who says competition is not healthy? So will this be split with us, Bill?
We should split it with
us. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
If somebody's on plastic, that would be complicated. So I guess
yeah.
The plastic
we'll
will go for
we'll figure
the
it
SPI
out.
And the...
Yeah. You're still at?
Five.
Five? Okay. What's the bid over on this side, please?
We're getting there. Oh.
This is now a 12 phase commit.
Todd, circular deadlock.
And after this, we have Tom's T-shirt yet to go after this.
Yeah.
And mine. Yeah. 585 plus 50. 585 plus 50. Okay. All right. 605. You're at. We think they're at 6:05. Anyone else want to help this team out?
No.
What are they at? We're at five.
They're five. They're at 5:85 or so.
Come on, guys. These folks really need help.
Your credit cards are accepted.
Whoa. So wait, what are we at over here?
So we're at 550.
550.
Still much. 20. I'll put in 20. 570.
Come on, there's
got to
be more.
Hey, we'll throw
this one
on a payday loan.
Well, except some of the enterprise people are over there.
The next person joining their team, I buy a beer in the Royal Oak tonight.
Oh, you said you weren't taking sides.
So the bid on this side is. Hold on, quiet, please, quiet. No, we'll just add it. So it's 6:11?
6:12.
6:12 over here. 6:12.
Hang on, I'm doing math. My bicycle engine is running poorly.
It doesn't matter what currency, just add up all the numbers.
585.
585?
Wow.
Plus 50.
I forgot the 50. So
635 over here.
Wow. So what's the cookie worth?
So it's for the benefit of the audio track, the other team is now auctioning off the cookie. What are you at now?
Now we're at 632.
How much do you think?
655 versus
630.
635 going once.
In the crowd. Somebody.
25 someone.
635 going twice.
Oh, guys.
I'll start contributing to the mailing list again if you don't.
Or he won't. Yeah. 40. Yeah. What? 675 now. Oh, and there's more. How much?
20.
695 now. 695 versus 665. How much?
695.
695 going once.
Hang on, hang on.
Need. He'll give you $45 for the cookie.
There you go.
You need to up your bid by at least $6. At least $6. So, Gavin, what is your bid now, please? 700 for a sweatshirt.
$1,000. All right, here's five. We need $1.
That wasn't a team either.
I'm sorry. So we just said,
yeah. What are you at now?
15.
No, I figured that out. I'm in.
Oh, he's counting.
Yeah. Sorry this is going so slowly, but it is actually, you know, pretty silly.
Too late for you guys to switch sides.
You can all be part of the winning team if you all come over here.
Of course, what we could do is just combine the two pools, take all the cash.
They would not, and then do
what? We could take them.
Auction it next year.
Yeah, we could bake them half the share.
You know what?
Oh. He's giving you, he's contributing 300 to your bid.
Wait, who?
Will you take Gavin's money?
Need a hug.
Well, yeah.
Wait, then I'm putting my 100 over there, too.
So what does that make it?
It looks like all the money is going to be combined into one pool. That's what it.
And that was the most important thing.
All the bidders down here get to take whatever T-shirt they wanted, except the sweatshirt. The sweatshirt goes to the winning bid.
If we don't have a winning team, then I have to double down, right?
I guess so.
Hey, Jim, here's what I'm going to recommend. I think that we need to hold the sweatshirt in escrow.
Well, no, actually, because not really no one person should have this sweatshirt, so now we have a different dilemma.
That's got my point. If Josh holds it till next year's PGCon, we can drive it up even more then.
Oh.
I want to do that up with a sweatshirt. I put a bid down.
Well, you have to... Safety deposit yes. box, shrink wrap
right.
it,
something.
Like that.
Yeah.
You have to keep it safe.
Yeah. Everyone that bid, bring your cash over to this side, please.
I'm going up at the
ATM. Yeah, take a pin. Take a pin. None of the black T-shirts, though. You can't take the black T-shirts. Take whatever white T-shirt you want. But none of the black ones. We have one more thing to bid off. No, none of the black T-shirts. None of the black T-shirts yet.
What was the total then?
Oh, I don't know. Over 600.
Just throw it down.
1,200, 1,100, something? I'm not sure.
A lot. I'm doing the...
It did. By a long shot. Oh, yes, I'll be sending that out to the BSC Can mailing. Trust me. I'm sure some of you will be, too. Okay. Now,
how much is this now?
We don't.
On it. It's a lot.
Give us a bit of time.
And by next year, it'll be so valuable, nobody will want to acquire it.
Okay. The last item up for sale is the 2009 limited edition T-shirt. It will be signed by Tom Lane. I want to start the bid at $200 and work down. What? He's a silver pen. And it has been tested on the inside of one of them already. I verified that it actually did work.
Tom, it's already worked out the visibility.
You can do it. You can count that one.
There, see? That's the test mark. Okay. Okay. So, starting and working down, 200, 199, 195, 180, 160, 150, 140, 130, 120, 80, 60, 50, 40. 40? Okay, now we start up at 40. 40 for Robert. 40 for a T-shirt for Robert. Anyone? Who doesn't want to see Robert get this T-shirt? Anyone want to bid against Robert? $41 for a Tom Lane signed limited edition T-shirt.
Well, you have more than one there.
You're not helping.
No, that was so
only one will be signed by Tom.
Ah, okay. Oh.
The others won't get signed by Tom. However you want Tom to sign it. Minus one, whatever. $40. This one happens to be a extra large. I had these all sorted.
Don't mess up my system.
Oh, God. Extra large. Sorry, this is a double XL. And there's an extra large. And there is a triple XL. $40. $40 is the maximum bid at the moment. I guess we exhausted the supply. We should have done this one before the other one. Okay. $40 going once.
$40 going twice.
I guess you want a triple XL, don't you? Sold. He'll give you $40. While you're giving away your money, we'll get Tom to sign whatever it is
you
want.
To sign? I don't know. I think about that.
Offer is good only today. Okay, anybody else would like a T-shirt? It'll be unsigned, starting at $40. Make a counter bid. Okay, start bidding on my T-shirt. How much to keep it on? $20. Do I hear 20? I'll keep my T-shirt on.
20.
20. Do I hear 25?
Can we pool?
Yes.
Put 10 in.
Okay. 35. Anyone want to bid for the T-shirt so it comes off? You're not helping.
You're losing that one.
I have other T-shirts to wear. Don't worry. It won't be off for very long. Only $25 to keep my T-shirt on. Okay, we'll go back to the Tom Lane T-shirt.
Yeah.
Yes?
Still have the sign as well.
Oh, yes. Hands up, all the Enterprise DB staff, please. Hands up. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to get them to 5. We're going to get them to autograph this, and we'll sell it. It comes with 2 Tom Lane T-shirts as well. And pins. Starting bid, please.
$100.
Next.
$5.
I think your sorting algorithm is off a bit. That's it? $100 going once. Come on, remember it's charity. Bids to keep my T-shirt on?
We're up to $35.
Yeah, we're up to $35 for that. Okay.
Until we get some bids to take it off, it's not worth it.
I got a quarter to take it off.
Oh, all right. $100 going once, $100 going twice. Sold. I would like to have the Enterprise DB staff sign this, please. Yeah, we'll see which one works. Okay, the Tom Lane T-shirts. There's 2 going with this. David, you get to choose which size you want. Please come down. $20 for a Tom Lane T-shirt, please. Two people. 25, anyone 25? 25. Anyone else at 25? What size would you like? Yours. $25 for that.
Oh, we've destroyed the BSD. Trust me.
Okay, the people that wanted one at 25, who wanted one at 20? Hands up. One, two, there was three of you actually, wasn't there? What sizes would you like? Yes. Here. That one?
Yeah.
Okay. XXL.
XL. You just?
Have a look here. Oh, it's there. It's there. Sorry, I think all we have is double XL. Oh, here's an XL. 20 for this one. Would anyone like one for 15? All we have left is double XL now. Any at 15? Okay, we're almost done.
You're messing my system up.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I need bids to get rid of these T-shirts. We're not finishing until we get rid of these four T-shirts. 20 for double X? Okay. Bring your money down, please, folks, or your T-shirts will disappear. Anyone else want a double X? $10? $10 for that one, please. There's two more down here that someone bid on. They didn't take them. Okay, and someone was bidding on me keeping my shirt?
Yep.
Okay. Give in your 25, please. Okay. I think we're done with the auction. We've gone, what, 45 minutes, an hour just on auction? All right. Sorry? I have no idea how much we have, but how much do we have there, Jim?
So in cash, individual contributions, we have $917. However...
That's just for the sweatshirt.
Well, no, wait. That's not all. Gavin, you said you were...
Where? SPI directly.
Okay.
How much?
300. Three, and I'm in for three. Wow. So that's a lot, yeah. $1517...
For the sweatshirt. Yeah. And that's nearly twice the max for BSC CAN.
So what we just decided we're going to do is, since Gavin and I are donating direct to SPI, since you can do that with credit card, we're going to donate the cash to the mission. So that's
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
We'll exhibit the sweatshirt in the Postgres Eagle booth at various conferences so that everyone who bid can have presentation rights.
Do you have a rough idea?
Yep.
Roughly 800 or 1100.
Yeah. And for all the other items, we have roughly $800 in cash down here. So total up, that's about, what is that, $2,400? Yeah. Roughly? Someone do the math. How much was it for the sweatshirt? Sorry? $2,300. So that's almost three times what the previous conference did. And there's fewer people here. Yeah. Someone mentioned the salaries of the respective occupations. Does anyone have any questions? XXL and XXL. Okay, $20 for this T-shirt. Last one. I don't even know if I have one of these. Don't even know if I'll fit in a double XL. Anyone want to keep this? Okay, any other questions? Any complaints other than the website?
Don't forget.
It's very hard when people can't make up their mind, isn't it? Yeah. Don't forget. Pass this back. Pass this back, please. Oh. Any other questions? Sorry, there's a question. Sorry?
Boffs.
Boffs. There are boffs. There are three boffs starting 15 minutes ago. There's a testing boff, there's a clusters boff, and there is a we've got money, what can we do with it boff? So basically, a lot of you have boffs to go to, some of you have beer to drink, some of you have both to do. So the three lecture halls are available to us until 8 o'clock. Actually, if you stay in them, they won't lock until 8 o'clock, so as long as someone's in, you can come go as you want. If you want to abandon the room and have your boff over at the pub, fair enough. If no one has any more questions or comments, just if you don't know who this guy is, you should know. Keep your stick in your ice and see you next year. Thank you very much.